Vancouver, Ottawa is providing $426 million to support Heathcare in British Columbia. A statement from Health Canada says $232 million will flow through an Aging with Dignity agreement to help pay the salaries of nearly 13,000 healthcare assistants in public long-term care and assisted living facilities over the next 5 years. That agreement was first struck in February, and Health Canada says the funding extends the deal through to 2029. The remaining $194 million is being provided through an agreement to help BC expand access to drugs used to treat rare diseases. The funding is part of close to $200 billion set aside for healthcare over 10 years in the 2023 budget, including $46.2 billion in new funding for provinces and territories. Health Minister Mark Holland announced the latest funding in Vancouver alongside his BC counterpart Adrian Dix. Dix says BC's agreements with Ottawa will raise wages and benefits for healthcare assistants and contribute to a more equitable healthcare system overall. Health Canada says the funding for drugs for rare diseases means BC residents will be able to access the drugs Poteligeo, used to treat Sézary syndrome, and Oxlumo, which treats hyperoxaluria type 1. The department says more drugs will be added to the list as the Pan-Canadian Pharmaceutical Alliance concludes its price negotiations for each one. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 23, 2024. The Canadian Press.